Okay, good morning. I'm going to confuse everything. Could we put just that first slide of the chorus back up quickly? If you need to hear that this morning, His love is an army fighting by your side. Just hold that. That is such an incredible truth. You are not alone. And let's start there this morning. We are not a people who are alone. We have His love fighting for us. Right. We are going to start with a rap. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Because this morning, we're going to start with the idea of things being opposite. Hence why the church is a little bit opposite. We have opposites going on physically. And this morning, I am going to test your knowledge of opposites. Ooh. Thank you, thank you. So, I've got a little rap here. And I start, and all you have to do is answer what it is. So the first line might be, the opposite of black is... See, it's so easy. You're going to get this. Andy, could I have like a nice beat? Simple, not fast, slow. Okay. We've got to feel the vibes this morning. My kids are like, Mum, no. Okay. Are you ready? Here we go. So, you know the first one. The opposite of black is... If I am wrong, you are... Instead of going up, go... I once was lost, but now I'm... See, it's great. We're doing good. We're going to keep going. Keep going. This is good. If it is night, then it can't be. Sometimes I work and sometimes I... Thumbs up, it's good. Thumbs down. If I'm not happy, then I might be. Oh, I love this. This is so fun. Okay, okay. We've got a bit more. No. This is taking energy. Okay, here we go. The glass is empty or is it? Oh, I've lost my place. Hold on. To me, to you, I push you. Oh. Do you promise to tell the truth and not? Are you selling? I might just. Oh, last little bit. Okay. I like my coffee to be hot, not. My kids are young and I feel we can. Ooh, I've lost my words again. We can choose to look back or look. And quite simply, I'm alive or I'm. There you go. Some energy this morning. Opposites. Opposites are a funny thing, really. And if we pop our first slide up, we might find the word opposite for the wise English people who have studied our language. The word opposite is a proposition. Ooh. It is a proposition. It is a bridge word that shows you how it connects two things. An opposite is about position. It's about a position and the difference between two things in their position. Now, the thing is, I like messing about with words quite a lot. And if we mess about with this word, something might happen if we click. Okay. So we're going to change opposite into oppose it. It's a step further than being opposite. If we start with opposite, we move our position slightly and we become a verb. It's about a doing or a being word. And to oppose it, whatever it might be, is to challenge it. Whatever concept we've got, oppose it. You with me? Okay, last little playing around. If we click now, it'll go really slowly. Because we've had our preposition, we've had our verb, but now We're going to a word that can be all different sorts of things. Because if we flip the it, hopefully, please work, and we put an, we become anti. We move from a place of understanding what an opposite is to suddenly we're opposing something to suddenly we've gone a step further and we have become fully anti or against something. And this morning, we're starting to look at the armor of God. And this kind of has this whole idea of opposites. But if you put anti in front of something, it means everything that that thing is not. So if God is love, anything that is not love is anti. It's all the other stuff. So we can have, I don't know, anti-good. If God is good, anything that's not God is anti-good. If we have anti-joy, anything that is not of joy is not a God, not anti-joy. Anti-joy. Although if you're in Liverpool, you are your anti-joy, so you know. We can keep going. Anti-peace, even anti-Jesus. This idea of opposite, it's not just a different thing. It's active. It's an active against thing. And we are talking about the armor of God because we are involved in something bigger than us with something that is anti, anti-God, anti who we are, anti what we stand for. And that's where we're headed this morning. But to do this, we have some challenges. Ooh, and I'm going to hand these challenges out. But before I hand the challenges out, the people who are going to do the challenges need to know who they are. They have no idea. I love this bit.
I know.
It's sort of like a naughty.
I know.
Mary, could we borrow you?
You are allowed to say no. Please, no.
You are absolutely allowed to say no. You can come and stand
here. Thank you,
Mary.
Oh, yes.
And then, by complete fluke, Oscar sat down next to you.
Oh, yes, Oscar.
And I'm wondering, that was almost a death stare. It's like, no way. And I wonder if we could, represent the kids' work a little bit. Yeah. Sean, would you be willing?
Sean, that... Oh, yes.
Could we have a big round of applause
Look
for these
the
very
here.
Brave...
Wonderful team.
Contender.
Fantastic.
We could go fully gladiators, couldn't we? We could be like, contender, ready.
We could. Could.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe.
I will behave myself. We're about to have a time of worship.
Uh-huh.
And after the worship, we are going to put you three through a few little challenges.
You like a good challenge, right?
The good news is you can work as a team. This will help. And you have God on your side.
Come on.
It's very good. So you can take a seat again for now, but you have time now to feel scared.
Thank you very much, team.
But that means we have some challenges to hand out because people need to prepare the challenges. So I'm thinking that there's a cluster of people up in the back corner of the balcony.
Yeah, the rabble.
The rabble.
Up there.
Ben, could you come and collect this challenge?
Come
for
on,
you
Ben.
Lot?
Oh, yes.
Come on.
He can do it.
Slowly but surely. Ooh! Ah!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Quick.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay.
I think
three,
we need somebody,
two,
someone quite...
What do you reckon?
Like a teacher would be quite good
a teacher.
For challenge number two.
Oh.
I mean, Sarah's looking.
Yeah.
You. Someone with teaching abilities. I think Sarah would be a great person
there you go,
to organise. Hold
much.
On, you need this as well.
Yeah, just some paper. Thank you.
Okay. Let's get Sarah to organise some people to help her with challenge number two, I
great.
Think.
What's
challenge number three? I'm just. Ooh, ooh, mm-hmm. ooh, hmm.
That's
maybe
interesting
Daisy.
Noise. What's that?
Should we give Daisy number three?
Oh,
her
yeah,
to organise it?
Yeah, that would be good.
I think she's an intelligent lady.
Yes.
Number four. Oh, somebody who has a comprehension of construction. Would
oh,
be good
hang on,
for number
construction.
Four. Construction, or...
A builder.
Could he be parted from his baby, do you think?
Yeah.
I knew, it was a very deliberate look.
Here you go, number four.
You can have number four.
Thank you very much.
Challenge number five.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, maybe...
Let's see what challenge this is.
Who's noisy?
Well, who's not noisy?
You might need an adult to help you, though.
Who's noisy?
Who's a noisy adult? Yeah, Vince!
Vince! Where is he? Where's he gone? There he is.
He's over there. Let's give it to Vince.
I mean, look at his suit as well. Look at this. Woo!
You were ready. He's ready.
He knew. Come on, Vince. There you go. Thank you.
And then I think the final challenge need... Well, this is... They need to be technically able.
Technically able? There's not many technically able people here, is there?
We need somebody...
No engineers or anything like that.
Either they need to be tall or they need to have somebody tall who can help them.
Yes, because they've got to... Yeah, okay.
Understanding of physics, maybe.
That might help, actually. Yeah.
Could do. Looking around. Where's Tony gone? He's over there.
Tony!
I mean, he's in the right area of the room as
he
well.
He is in the right area of the room.
I mean, oh, you put all that engineering use.
Tall, engineering.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. There you go.
Sarah.
Thank you.
For yours, there's some things on this table here that might help you. So, we're going to worship. We're going to spend some time. The band are going to come and lead us. We're going to worship. And while the worship, while we're all doing it, God can hear all different sorts of things going on at once. And these guys are going to be preparing the challenges while we sing and worship and praise God. And then after that, we will find out what they have managed to construct. I think I've just remembered I need to give people things. So if you've got a challenge, I might come and give you some extra bits.
Oh, wow. I couldn't see that from there. Look at that! That's so cool.
That is some major barricading that has happened there. Not yet. So, hold on. I think I need to move this.
Yeah, let's move this.
So, I promise life is not always this chaotic. If you are visiting...
This is our all-age service.
So... We all know, right? Life is not always entirely straightforward or easy.
Is.
Not really.
No problems at all.
Not really.
None whatsoever.
Not really. But hopefully, in the next 10 minutes, I don't know why I'm saying this, we're going to learn why the armour of God is so important.
Yeah. Through Lego, Duplo, cushions, card, string.
And the ominous presence.
Yeah, the ominous.
above us.
Ooh.
So, where are our challengers? Could we have a round of applause for the three challengers, please?
We have Mary, Oscar.
And Sean.
And Sean. Oh, yes.
Okay. So, the very first challenge this morning is going to be to simply get from A...
Yep.
To B.
So this is A. And that's
all three of you walking across the room. Simple. Ish, sort of. Except we know life's not always easy. There are so many things that happen around us that can knock us, that can challenge us, that can shake our faith. And sometimes we're like, yes, I know that this is truth, but this is hard. And we get attacked. Yeah. By all kinds of things that may come in the shape of screwed up balls of paper. So if you would all like to join me over here.
A to B.
Your challenge is to simply cross together from A to B. Whereas above you, their challenge is to try and hit you as much as they possibly can with balls of paper. From above. But Andy.
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. So we're talking about the armour of God, right?
Yeah.
Right. So isn't there this amazing verse here from Proverbs 3:5-6?
Yes.
And it reads, shield of faith. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Do you know what? We said before, you've got God on your side.
Absolutely.
And I reckon we can help you here because you need a shield of faith. Yeah? Okay, so let me just see what's in here. Let's have a quick look. There you go.
One shield of faith.
Shield of, well, if you open it up, you'll see it's quite large. So you've got a shield of faith represented by a massive umbrella. Here we go. Press the button. Hoi!
Yeah!
Ah.
God doesn't do little shields of faith. He does big shields of faith. So,
yeah. Okay, you got
to
get
across. On the count of three, all together, you need to just make your way safely from A to B.
Ready? B. Ready?
No, I said on the count of three. One, two, three, go!
Hey!
All right!
Yes, team! Yes! Come on!
Beautiful! Ooh! I squeezed past.
Wah, 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 wah!
Now you're going to find it. It's really hard to put it down again. Well done. Do you think they successfully completed?
Yeah.
I do.
That was great.
So the second challenge.
Well done, team.
The second challenge is we have to follow paths. And we know that God's put a path out for us, but sometimes it's really hard to remember that we're trying to follow God's path, and we get confused and we hear different things and we have different ideas. But actually, only one path or string will get us from B to C. There's only one that the team have laid out for you. You've got four options, and you can choose one option to follow the path. You can choose the green option, the burgundy option, fancy, the blue option, or the white option. But as we already know from the first challenge, God is on your side.
Definitely on your side.
So Andy might have another bit of armor.
Okay, no, you need this bit of armor. It's the belt of truth. The belt of truth. And you will know, this is in John 8:32, the Amplified version. And you will know the truth regarding salvation. And the truth will set you free from the penalty of sin.
Would you like the belt of truth to help you pick your pathway?
Yeah, belt of truth. Well, let's have a look to see what's in here. Oh, yes. The belt of truth. Look at that. Now, there might be some truth there to help you on this belt. What could that be on there? What could that be? Oh. A bit of a clue, maybe.
Which pathway would you like to pick to get you from B to C? The burgundy.
Oh, the burgundy one.
Should we, if I put my foot on this so it doesn't move, would you like to see if the burgundy one is the right one?
Because that is the belt of truth. It would be really bad if it wasn't the right one.
Ooh.
Oh, good skills. Yes. Yes.
Yay!
Yes. Come on.
Because
belt of truth.
The belt of truth. We've got to know the belt of truth. Now, again, there are lots of challenges we face.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the ground is a bit shaky under our feet and we're not sure which step to take and how to plot our path. And our hearts, they can get distracted and hurt by what's going in, what we're seeing around us. And the things that we once knew were truths can get a bit distracting and not quite make sense and not quite work. And we're not quite sure what's the right thing to do. And they have made an amazing load of stepping stones for you to cross. But I have to tell you, there is only one way that you can cross the stepping stones.
Is it like a pattern?
It's a pattern.
Okay.
And if you don't step on the right things, it goes wrong. But you're on God's side. Would you like something to help you?
This is a bit easy, isn't it, actually? Anyway.
I know it is.
Micah 6:8. This is the message, breastplate of righteousness. But he's already made it plain how to live, what to do, what God is looking for in men and women. It's quite simple. Do what is fair and just to your neighbor. Be compassionate and loyal in your love. And don't take yourself too seriously. Take God seriously. Okay, let's see what's in here. Ooh, okay. I think Oscar might need to wear these. No, maybe not. He gave me that look. Okay. I'm used to that look. From, I'll stop. I'm digging a hole. Okay, so that's vision there. What's on there? What's it saying? Ooh.
Do I have to wear these?
Well, you can if you like to. Yes, double. Look at that. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh.
Yay!
Yes. Okay, so what was the order to go in?
Yellow, green, yellow, three steps.
Go for it. Yellow, green, yellow. Yellow, green, yellow. That was the safeguard and risk assessment bit. The slippery floor. Yellow, yes. Green, yes. Yellow. Oh, come on. Fantastic. Yes.
We're getting there. We're getting there. Okay. This is where it's going
to... Oh,
I don't know how you're going to do this bit. So,
okay.
More than ever this week, we are so aware that we live in a world that is not very peaceful.
Yeah.
There is things that go on that are the complete anti of peace. And we see them all the time. And they can get to us. Mm. They can hurt. They can challenge us. They can make us feel down. They can make us feel completely powerless. But we have to walk through these things. And God is on our side. So he gives us something to help us walk through the danger zone of Lego on the floor.
Who has walked on Lego and has gone, yeah, okay, so we know the dangers here. We know the dangers. How are we going to do this for all three?
I don't know. They might have to decide. I think the thing is they might have to take their shoes off.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we've got to have a bit more danger.
Champion. We need a champion. Who's going
to champion your team right now?
Who's
going to
champion your team
now?
Right now? Oh, okay.
Sean, just be nominated. Sean, you're going to... I'm sorry. The pain is real. The pain we feel is real. You're going to have to take your shoes off.
Okay, here we go. Right, Romans 15:13. The shoes of peace. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I wonder if we've got a pair of shoes that might help cross the very severe Lego obstacle course. I think we do.
I'm so excited about it. I can't actually. I'm so excited about this one.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Here we go. The shoes of peace. You ready? It's got laces as well. If, you know, they, wah, look at them. Look at those. Here we go.
These are just the coolest slippers
I've
ever seen.
They are so cool. They're amazing. I'm having them. I'm going to have these. Oh. Yeah, they're. No, they're mine. Look at. Doesn't
I'm not
matter.
Sure
you're,
there is
well,
a right
I'm,
or a
don't
wrong
know,
way.
But it's okay. Might be on the wrong feet. Oh, maybe.
So on behalf of the challengers.
Yeah, I think they are.
Shall we cheer Sean on as he
Come
walks
on.
Through the Lego?
Through the Lego.
Across.
Sean. 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 Sean.
Sean.
Sean.
Sean.
Sean. Sean.
Sean.
You got it. Sean. Oh, yes.
Pain.
Come on. Keep going. Keep going. You got this. Sean. Yes. Come on. Fantastic.
We're doing well. We're getting there. We've got four pieces of armor. We've got a shield of faith that protects us from those doubts. We've got the belt of truth, where we hold on to God's truth. Oh, no. Oh, Aya, I'm sorry. We broke your tower.
What happened? Oh, sorry. Oh, dear.
Breastplate.
We didn't put that on the risk assessment that we might break someone's child's heart. Oh, dear.
Really bad. We have the breastplate of righteousness that protects our heart.
Yeah.
We have the epic shoes
Vince
of
is
peace.
Ready. He's ready.
That is not about attacking and bashing and beating people down. It's about love and the gospel of truth and hope and joy and God's goodness. And the final challenge.
Wow. Okay.
There is a lot of noise around us in the world that shouts a whole load of rubbish.
Yeah, a lot of noise.
At us. I know. Am I allowed to put you on mute for like 30 seconds? It's really hard sometimes to hear God's voice in amongst the noise that we are surrounded by. And he might be telling us the simplest truth, and we can't hear it because of everything that is constantly bombarding us and telling us, no, God doesn't love you. No, God doesn't want you. No, he doesn't care for you. And we need a helmet of salvation because we are on God's side. Do you have? Oh, we do have.
Okay. So you need to, in your team, maybe Oscar or Mary, to think of who will take this championing on for your team with this particular challenge. And the challenge is going to be, there's going to be a lot of noise being made by someone very close to you. And you're going to have to try and hear this verse. Are you ready?
I think that might be a bit hard.
Really?
I think they need a helmet of truth to help them.
Well, I don't know.
Because if Mary just takes a few steps further that way.
Well, we can try it now. I can do it without.
Tim's going to give her something, though, to help her. We can try it without that. Okay, we can try it before she puts them on.
Oh, Vince! I don't think it worked. No, look, they've moved on. You take your team with you. Look at that. Well done. So, what we did there was, as the noisemaker was making the noise, good job, by the way. I like that blah, 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 as well. That's great. Well done. So, I was given instructions on here that you couldn't hear, but Mary could hear because it was on the headphones at the back. Fantastic. And the instruction was, go towards where Tony's standing. And then, Mary did forget to let the other team members know. But that's fine. Don't worry about it. They got there in the end, which is great. And the verse here, Romans 1:16, helmet of salvation. For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes. The Jew first, and also the Gentile.
Indeed. It doesn't matter how noisy it is. Could any of you hear Andy? No, but Mary was tuned in with her helmet of salvation, so she could hear the words and she knew which way to go, which means they have arrived at the final challenge, which the wonderful Tony has maybe prepared for them, because we know stuff's not easy and things get thrown at us. We have to follow the right path. We have to follow the way God has planned us to do it. We have to walk through tough stuff. The world is noisy and it says all this stuff. But we walk through the valley of the shadow of darkness sometimes. And there are so many things that are just hard. Yeah. And kids, sometimes it's people being horrible to you. Sometimes it's the things that you'll face in the playground at school. Guys at secondary school, you know there's tough stuff and darkness around you that you're facing. And adults, we've lived a while. We know, we get it. It's hard and it's dark. But God is on our side.
Yes.
Andy,
come on.
Do we have one more piece of armor that we can give them before they try and make their way through the blacked out hallway of darkness?
Okay. And that, it does actually look very well blacked out. Yeah, look at that.
There's nothing.
Guys, are you ready? Hebrews 4:12, the sword of the Spirit. For the word of God is living and active and full of power, making it operative, energizing and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as a division of the soul and spirit, which is the completeness of a person, and both joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. So the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, thy word
is a lamp unto my feet.
Oh,
and
lamp. Okay, lamp. Ooh. Imagine if I actually had a proper lamp that was like...
Wow.
A fancy lamp. That you, anyway.
A fancy lamp.
Right, here we go. Oh, here we go. Now, here's a head torch for you. Hopefully it works. It should work. There's a button on that somewhere. And that will help you to navigate through. Remember to take your team with you, Oscar. Take your team.
Should we have and everybody do a drum roll?
Oh.
See if they can make it through.
Oh.
The darkness.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. Where? keep going. Oh,
hey.
Yes, they've come through. Fantastic. Oh, ooh. Oscar, where's your team? He just shut the door on their face.
Whoopsie. What? Where have we put the Bible down?
Okay, amazing. Oscar's like, he's got a little... I don't think he needs that, does he?
I don't know what that was. I don't know. We have been given an amazing gift of the armour of God. And it's not about, like... scary stuff. It's about being loved.
Mm-hmm.
We're given these things. We're given a shield of faith because God loves us and he wants us to be able to journey through the doubts. We're given a belt of truth because his truth is what surrounds us and gets us through. We're given right ways to live and a breastplate to protect our heart so that we know how he wants us to move forward. We're given these amazing shoes of peace. To love people, to love the world around us, to bless people and show us how to tread his ways. We're given a helmet of salvation that we can accept so easily. That is this amazing gift of eternal life with Jesus. And we are given a lamp or a sword to light the path, the Bible, with every truth and every possible thing we could need to face every situation we are going to walk through in our lives. And it's all here.
Yeah. Okay. So the armor of God, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God. Get the umbrella. No, it's not the umbrella. That's not in here. So when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. So stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. The belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place.
Who's got the glasses?
Glasses. They're by Vicky there. Look, Vicky, glasses, amazing. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. I'm sorry you had to give them back. I know you really like them. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which, don't worry, it's there, it's fine. It's good, shield of faith. I was just being silly in the order, I added it in. Yeah, it's fine. Shield of faith. I've lost completely where I'm at. That's because I'm looking at the wrong place. The page turned. Shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Yes, amazing.
We have got at the front here our slightly alternative versions, mm-hmm. along with a verse for each one. Because sometimes we're like, do you know what? My faith is strong today, but my breastplate's a bit... Or, I know I have salvation, but God, I'm really struggling to hear your truth. We're all facing different challenges and different areas of the armor. And if we're very careful and dodge the Lego, what we thought was it was an amazing opportunity to just come forward and pick up the Bible verse that matches one of the pieces of armor and say, yeah, this week, I really need to know that I have this piece of the armor. I'm going to stick it on my fridge, or I'm going to put it next to my bed, or I'm going to tuck it in my diary so that I keep being reminded of this verse. And this week, everything I face, I've got that strength of the armor with me. So I think what we might do, should we get you guys to play? We'll sort of start the song, and as and how you feel ready. Thank you to the amazing cleanup operation that has sprung into action. Whoa! That was impressive. Sorry, Tony. And just as we sing this last song, if you want to, come and grab one of the things. I'm also going to ask if the prayer team who were on this morning, if you would be able to come and be up here as well. And if anybody wants to be prayed for something specific to do with this armor, to do with what you're facing, to do with what's going on, whether you are an adult or a child, whoever you are, if you would like to be prayed for, then the prayer team, if you would be able to be down here as well, that would be amazing. So let's sing. Thanks, Chris.
So we're going to share the piece together, and the words are up on the screen, and then I'll just say a blessing in closing. If you'd like to remain for prayer, there's going to be refreshments as well. If you'd like to receive prayer ministry, there will be people here in this place to pray with you and for you. So let's say this blessing together. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you. Wherever he may send you, may he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. So go with confidence in the days ahead, trusting in God's unfailing love and faithfulness. God will not abandon you, for you are the work of his hands. his own creation. And his love endures forever. So, go in the joy to love and serve the Lord. Amen.